I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Carlsbad police are investigating an incident that occurred at the Carlsbad Water Park Tuesday afternoon. Carlsbad Police Captain and spokesperson Jesse Rodriguez could not elaborate on that incident. However, a press release is forthcoming. 38-year-old Jermaine Ryan Alvarez of Carlsbad was sentenced to 9 years in federal prison for drug trafficking. That, according to the United States Attorney's Office, Alvarez pleaded guilty in June of last year to one count of possession with intent to distribute more than 100 grams of a mixture and substance believed to be heroin. He also pleaded to one count of possession with intent to distribute 50 grams of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. Chaffetz County Sheriff's deputies responded to a two-vehicle crash on Highway 285 mile marker 122 with injuries Monday afternoon. That according to a post on the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Facebook page. New Mexico State Police took over the accident. However, they have yet to issue a press release on it. And Anthony Thornton, a candidate for the Lieutenant Governor's office, was in Lee County on Tuesday doing last-minute campaigning as the Republican primary election approaches on Tuesday, June the 7th. Thornton appeared at several businesses in Hobbs for meet-and-greet sessions.
It was a good welcoming for us, and we enjoyed it. And again, it was good meeting some of the people around the city.
And potential voters he met expressed they want less government interference in their businesses and private lives.
And basically, they just say that the government makes work difficult for them. So for the oil and gas industry, obviously, there's a lot of regulatory issues that make their life difficult. They just want to drill and get their oil out and provide it for the people so we can lower the cost of gas for everybody. The ranchers and the farmers, you know, they're having issues also with inflation that's going on right now. For them, it's the cost of feed has gone up tremendously, much higher than the rate of inflation that they're advertising.
His opponent in the Republican primary will be Peggy Mueller Aragon. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.